Okay, good morning. We are on Tuf Mem Dalad, Sif Vav. So we're talking about Shabbos, Erev Pesach, which falls out on Shabbos. So, Af Avishlo Yishar HaChametz V'Vayis Achas Udas Shacharis, even though we already said that you were only going to leave over a minimal amount of challah so that you could make the evening meal and the morning meal, so you should already not really have any chametz. Tzarech levatel hachametz k'derech shemevatel b'shar shanim. You still need to do a bittel on because it's still Erev Pesach, and you should probably do it at the same time as always, which means within the fifth hour after it is aser ba'achila midrabanan, but still mutar bahana. That's when you should do the bittel. Zion, haholech biyom arba asa l'dvar mitzvah. If you're going on the 14th, which is Shabbos, you're going to a dvar mitzvah. Could go on lomol espeno. You're about to do bris mila for your child. Olach osudas erison b'veis chamav, or you're going to go to a vart or even a tnaim where you're the chassan. And you remembered that you have chametz in your house, and it's still early in the day. So, if you can go back to your house and do a beer, destroy this chametz that you know about, and then continue to the vart or to the mila, then you're required to do that because there's a mitzvah chachamim to do a beer. V'imlav, if there's not enough time for you to be able to do that, yivatlena belibo, then you can just do a bittel. And if you just do the bittel, then you're covered. And we allow you to do that because the mitzvah beer is a mitzvah chachamim, and the chachamim were able to say that in e'ef shalakayim shnehem, they're going to remove their mitzvah of beer when you are osik in another mitzvah. But it has to be a mitzvah that it's e'ef shel la'as shneim, otherwise they continue to keep their mitzvah there. V'im ha'yeholech ha'hatzla min ha'nar u'min ha'dleiko u'me ha'mapoles u'miyad ha'anas, if you're going to do an emergency, you're going to save something from an emergency, you're going to save someone from getting drowned by a river that's overflowing its banks, or from a fire, or from a band of robbers, or worse. So then, yivatlena belibo velo yachzor afil yeshos. Then you just do the bittel, and you don't go back. Even if you calculate that you can do both, we don't want you taking the chance. We don't want you to have to miscalculate. They'll just say, just be osek in hatzalos nefashos and saving people. I don't know if this applies to saving property, but you should definitely don't even try to do the to go back and do the beer. Just do the bittel, even if you think that there's enough time. V'imyatza letzarach atzmo. However, if you're just going for a dvar rishus, and many things count as a dvar rishus. For example, even if you're going to learn with your rebbe. He's saying that is a tzarech atzmo. The Mishnah Berurah says that even that would be a tzarech atzmo. That would be a, yeah. It's only a physical mitzvah. Yeah. Even if he's going to learn by his Rebbe, it's considered a dvar rishus regarding the mitzvah of beer. Because we're talking about any physical mitzvah that you have to do, but not learning. And I'll read exactly from the Mishnah Berurah. V'atam lefi shemasa hamitzvah hu gadol mehalimud afila mitzvah derabanan kishi yefshel lekam mitzvah lidei acherim. So anything short of a mitzvah that you have to do now, yachzor miyad. Then you have to go back and do the mitzvah spear of the Chachamim. Ad kama hu chozer, but on how much do you have to go back and do the mitzvah spear? And this is going back on all of the cases we saw in this sif. Ad kabetza, only up until a kabetza, even though Generally, the shear is a kazayas. Here they say until it kabetz, you don't have to go back. Again, they're not gonna be matriach you if it's less than a kabetza. Now we point out that all of this is talking about still within the fifth hour, because once the sixth hour starts, it becomes asa midrabanan, and you have no choice. You have to go back. In every one of these cases, you would have to go back and destroy it, because you're being over on Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, on every second. And so any mitzvah is not going to be docha, you know, a lav of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, except for one, which is, we see in the Mishnah Berurah, except for Meis Mitzvah. Because Gol Kavod HaBrius, you would go ahead and do the Meis Mitzvah, and then do the beer. Even if it's after the Zman Isser Hana. Ches. Haislo Isa Bateso, Vutard Bamakam Acher. If he has a dough, now this could be even after the Zman Isser, even the Zman Isser Daraisa, right? So it's now Asr Bahana Midaraisa, and you have a dough that's rising, and you're afraid it's going to turn into chametz. You have what, you know, 18 minutes, possibly. V'utar b'makom acher, and he's busy. He can't go destroy it. V'yari shema tachmetz. He's afraid it's going to turn into chametz. Mavatla b'libo kadam shtachmetz. So now here, even if it's after the zman iser hana afilu midaraisa, it's enough for you to just be mevatelet, because there is no chametz here yet. It's about to become chametz, but meanwhile it's not. So if you mevatel this item before it becomes chametz, a machshavet kiklum, and so then you're yotze, you did what you're supposed to do. Avlam hechmitza, but once it already turned into chametz, in a bittel mol, the bittel isn't even going to help. You can't be mevatel something once it's already asabana. It's not yours to be mevatalit. So ena bitul mal emhu achas manisira. Once it becomes asabana, then you'd have to actually destroy it. And now comes the next simon as how we actually destroy chametz. So tuf mem hey din bir chametz vo gimel sifim ketzad bir chametz hat bir sarfa. The best way to get rid of chametz is to burn it. O poro v'zor l'ruach, or you crumble it up and you throw it to the wind, and all of the dust-like particles get spread out to the wind. O zorko l'yam, or you throw it into the sea. Now, interestingly, throwing it into the sea doesn't say that you poro first. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that that's talking about where it's a yam, and it's talking about the kind of chametz that it will get broken up, it will get destroyed in the state that you're doing, so then you don't have to. But in many cases, even throwing it into water, you're going to have to crumble it up first. We're going to see. V'mhaya ha-chametz kasha, v'enaya machatcha b'mehera, where the ocean is not going to break it up quickly. Then even here too, you have to first crumble it up into small crumbs, and then throw it into the sea. Hagav haminigos. I'm sorry. Why is it that it has to be crumbled up? So we're going to get into beer versus mafkir. Okay, so the throwing into the river or into the yam that we're dealing with here is a form of beer. So being mafkir, that has its own set of rules. Being mafkir, you can only do, first of all, it has to be in a public place. It can't be yorishus. We're going to see that in a bit. And it has to be still the zman heter. We were talking about in the previous simon, there are times when you're doing beer after it's already asr. So these forms are things that you do possibly even after it's already asr. But you're right. If you're just going to throw it into the ocean as a form of being mafkir, you wouldn't have to crumble it up. Clear?
If you throw your pasta into the ocean, the Torah's
mafkir
that's not okay. And by throwing the Torah's beer, it is the other way around.
I don't think your thought matters that much.
If it's unbelievable, I mean that's exciting. Maybe Bittel is hefker.
I'm sorry.
Maybe Bittel is hefker. I'm confused.
You can throw out hummus that you have in a public place while it's still. We're going to see this in upcoming seifim, right? You can be mafker your chametz in a makom that is publicly accessible, and you're not over bal yirah bal yimatza anymore if you did it during the zman heter. Once it's ready aser b'hana, that doesn't work. Okay, then you have to do beer. So now doing beer could work, throwing it into the ocean if the ocean is going to destroy it. But if it's a very tough, very hard kind of chametz that it would take, I don't know, a week for it to actually dissolve and be destroyed, then that's not enough. You would have to first crumble it so that it would dissolve and be destroyed faster. One other point I want to make here about when to crumble it, when not, throwing it into a toilet, into something where it cannot be recovered afterwards, so then also you don't have to crumble it up. Because already now that it hit the toilet, it's not going to be retrievable and edible. In those days, the toilets were, you know, open pits. And if you wouldn't be able to do, even in such a case where so you don't have to crumble it up, if you're putting it in, and if there's a pig right there that he's about to eat it, so then you would still have to crumble it up. Because you can't, You can't have an animal have an on directly if you're doing this beer. You're feeding this usher thing to an animal. But if you throw it, even in those days where it would be an open pit, and it's likely that a pig would come later and eat it, that's okay. It's just that you can't feed it biadayim to the pig. Okay, so we now understand that that sometimes you have to crumble it up, and sometimes you're not required to. If it's going to be very kasha, you would have to crumble it up and throw it into the ocean. Hagav, minig l'sarfo. The minig is that when you have to do real beer, that or when you want to be mekayim mitzvah beer, which everyone should try to be mekayim, minig l'sarfo. That the minig is always to burn it. V'tov l'sarfo bayom. It's good to burn it during in daytime. Again, we're talking about what happens if you found it after the Zman is, or what happens if you found it on Yantav. So generally you should try to burn it during the daytime. Dumi denosar, shari nisuf bayom. Just like nosar, which we have a chi of burning midoraisa, we find by nosar. They used to burn it during the daytime. Ach, emrotz l'sar for miyad, ach rabdika. If you want to be mekayim mitzvahs beer by burning it, lel l'bedika, Kideshlo yigrenu chulda, because you're afraid that maybe a weasel will come, some other animal, and drag it off, or shes biyado. You're allowed to, because the kiyum of the mitzvahs beer can be done anytime within 30 days prior to Pesach. So you would be mekayim mitzvahs beer even if you were to do it at night. However, the minig is that's a good thing to burn it during the day. Specifically, after it's aser ba'achila, but still muta b'hana midrabanan. That's when you really should be doing the beer. We're going to get into some caveats about what happens when it's being burnt after that. So beis. Then the son of the Yehudi kum shashishis. What if you gave your chametz to a guy before the sixth hour, meaning it's still within the fifth hour, so it's aser ba'achila, but muta b'hana afila midrabanan, eno tzarech levaya. So then you don't have to do beer on that chametz because it's not yours. V'msarfa kadam shashishas, if you burnt it before the 6 hours started, reza muta lehanes pepechamen shelo b'socha pesach, you are allowed to use these ashes that are left over because it never became aser b'hana. You burnt it, you did what you were supposed to do before it became aser b'hana. So it's not coals of something which is aser b'hana. So then you can use it even on Pesach because it's also not chametz. So you're not being nana from chametz and you're not being nana from something which is also b'hana. Aval misarfa mishah shishas ulamala. However, if you did the burning of the chametz from the beginning of the sixth hour, hol hu asa b'hana afilu midrabanan, since it's already asa b'hana, reza lo yasik bo tanar b'chirayim v'lo yivashel. You can't use its heat. You can't use it for cooking. You can't use the ashes for other things that they used to use ashes for, except for a Devar Mitzvah, possibly. We'll see. Vimbishel ofa, and if you did use these coals, which were burnt after it was asubahana, osa pas, osa tashel asurim. That bread that was baked with these asa bahana coals, or that food that was cooked, are asar. You're not allowed to eat them. Asa bahana, you're not allowed to have any hana from them. V'chein hapecham shelo asurim bahana, the coals are asa bahana, hol esrofo achar shen asa bahana, because they retain their isar hana. Gimel. Before Zman Isser, you're allowed to be mafkir. Here, this sif is talking about being mafkir rather than doing beer. And you're allowed to throw it in a place that the ravens are commonly found there, with the assumption that the ravens are going to eat it. Now, we saw in Tuf Lamed Gimel, I think, that this whole sif, you have to be careful as to whether you're throwing it into your own yard or you're throwing it into a public yard. So, v'mitzal achazman isur shlo achluha orvim. If you found it afterwards, after you threw it beforehand, you were mafker, you threw it into a place where the orvim are found, and we're going to explain that right now. He's talking about into your own yard. And then later you find out that the ravens didn't actually eat it. Afavish amakam hefker, meaning it hefker in the sense that it's open to the ravens, not mamish hefker, like in a public garbage. Lo yanechenesham elivarenu. Then you can't leave it there. You would now have to destroy it because you thought that the ravens were going to eat it, but they didn't. Now you have to do a beer. Again, this is talking about in your own yard. But if you were a mafkret before the zman iser in a public place, you would not have to destroy it. V'mlo matzachameitz kishabadak. What happens if you did the bedika and you didn't find anything? So he says you should try to still do beer. You still have mitzvahs chacham of beer chametz. So burn the kli that you used to search for the chametz. The standard bedikas chametz kit comes with a feather, a candle, and a wooden spoon. Burn the wooden spoon. So that you shouldn't forget. It shouldn't be lost. The mitzvah of actually doing beer. Let's start. Tuf Mem Vav. Mi shemotzi chametz v'so chamod v'o dalat zifim. Aleph. Hamotz. Yes.
Burning that kli is only in a situation where you don't have chametz.
You don't have any chametz. Yeah.
But if you do have chametz,
burn that. Yeah. Correct. Aleph. Hamotzi chametz v'veso. Someone who finds chametz in his house on Pesach, so if it's chol hamoed, he needs to take it out and burn it right away. Are you allowed to daven first? I'm not sure. It's not discussed. I mean, he says v'yaren miyad, but yeah, don't just burn it. Because why? Because there's chashash that maybe you'll come to eat it, and other solutions are not going to work on chol hamoed. If you can burn it, so burn it. We're afraid that someone might come to eat it. V'mhu yom tov yichpeh alav kli ad halayla v'azi v'arenu. If it's yom tov, so then cover it over with a kli until nighttime, and then burn it. Then or one of the other forms. Again, burning is the primary form and the suggested form, but we saw that there were other ways also. And we're going to explain why yikof alav kli. So the Rama says, "Lafi shelo yuchal atalto biyamto," because you can't move it on yamto. Because since it's aser bahana, it's muktzah. It has no value, has no use. You can't use it for anything. So that's the classic case of muktzah on yamto. Gam usarfa b'mekomo aser. Even burning it in its place is also aser. And we're going to see that the Mishnah Berurah comes up with many other solutions, and there are many other minhagim. You can ask a guy to come and burn it. That should work. That would be a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. Right? The worst thing that's happening is you're allowed to cook on Yontif. Right? So it's a mitoch, and you're asking a guy to do it. It should be allowed to do that. But he ends up with the minig is that everybody just agrees with how it was brought in the Gemara, how it's brought stam in the Machaber. Everyone just puts a kli on top of it until after Yontif. What about Yontif Sheni Shel Galios? So there's what to talk about.
The dubi we saw before is dubi denosa. You're not a buyer kochin and straight as kochin the Yontif.
That could be another motivation as to why they. But the simple answer is kofin alav kli until after Yontif. There are those that say that Yom Tov Sheni is like Chol HaMoed, so therefore you should burn it if it's Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios. Or possibly pick it up, be Yadayim, on Yom Tov Sheni and be Mefaro, Vizarko LaRuach, or Zarko LaYom. Gimel. Gago shel enu Yehudi shai samach legago shel Yisrael. If there was a roof, a goy's roof is next to the Jew's roof, v'nisgago hachametz migago shel enu Yehudi legago shel Yisrael, and there's the goy's chametz that was on his roof, but it rolls into your roof, hareza dochafo bekana, you should push it back onto the goy's roof, but not with touching it, because we said that it's muktzah. You should push it back with a reed. Now, hold on a second. Why are you doing any of this? It's the guy's chametz. So the answer is that you're not going to be over bal yira bal yimatzai, because it's the guy's chametz. You have no achrayas on it at all. But you still don't want it in your rishus, unless it's behind a wall or something like that. So there's still a chashash that you might come to eat it. So that's why you want to get it back onto the guy's rishus. But you don't want to handle it, because if you're handling it, sorry, we're talking about that it's on Chol HaMoed. So you want to push it back. You don't want to handle it because we don't want you touching it. We don't want you to come to eat it. That's the chashash. Well, wait a minute. We said all the other times that you can furrow biyad v'zor l'ruach. What do you mean you're not allowed to touch it? So the answer is that when you're picking it up to destroy it, while you're osek in destroying it, we're not afraid that you're going to come to put it into your mouth, because you're going about destroying it. But if you're going to just push it into his yard and you're not destroying it, so then this chashash, if you pick it up to not destroy it, you might come to eat it. So that's the pshat. V'maya b'shabbos o b'yomtif, if it's Shabbos or Yomtif, so then. Even using a broomstick to push it back into the guy's roof is also a problem, because that's tiltul min atzad. So kofa alav kli. So then we say just cover it over with the kli. This the asal tiltul of yom tov shabbos, because you're not allowed to do tiltul on yom tov shabbos. And we'll stop here.